Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on May 29th, 2012 at the Top Hat and features 9 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, I Got Lucky. This week's story comes to us from David Tyson and is titled, The Story of How We Met at a Storytelling Event, Not Unlike This One. Thank you for listening.
Let's make a memory. So I'm going to leave it to you. Do you want to hear a story of love or a story of loss?
Love.
I heard love first, and then I heard something that might have been lost, but it sounded like lust, so I'm going to go with love, because they're kind of the same. So I fell in love at a moth event, turns out. I'll try and keep it brief. I was living in Pittsburgh, and I was engaged, was is the operative word. And we had the relationship conversation right before, you know, the plan was to move to Missoula, Montana, wonderful town. But it turned out that it was too far for her. She didn't want to be that far away from her family, so we compromised on Chicago. So I found myself in Chicago, had gotten a job a lot faster than I thought I would, a lot faster than she thought I would. It was a source of resentment. And I got the call one day, and by call I mean text, that said we need to talk because we're in this modern era where kids text, these crazy kids with the technology. And, you know, I called her immediately because, you know, I'd been waiting tables all night and drinking immediately after. So still a little hungover and dazed, I called her and found out that, in fact, she was not coming to Chicago. The engagement was off. And I drank for the next 3 months because it turns out that for every year you're together, it takes at least a month to get over that person. And it's good to fill that time with alcohol and pool. I got really good at pool drinking, tattoo pool drinking. So I was getting off of this binge, I don't know, wagon, whatever you want to call it. And I just said, you know, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to be proactive about my life. They do the moth in Chicago. I'm going to do a story slam. And I don't remember what the theme was, but I was prepared. I was ready when I went in with a, I'm sure, completely inappropriate story. And I got in there, and the place was packed, and I put my name in the hat. And I don't know if you're familiar with how the scenario runs, but you put your name on a list, and if they pick you, then you tell a story. And if you don't, if they don't pick you, then you sweat it out all night and try and enjoy the show that's in front of you. But in reality, you're just trying to rework your story the entire time, and it's really kind of panicky. But the place was packed, and there was nowhere to sit. And I noticed there were these tables up front that said reserved, but nobody was sitting at them. And then I saw a few people filter down there. And I came over and said, hey, I see there's an extra seat. Do you mind if I sit down with you? And a woman who was probably in her late, I figured she was in her late 50s, early 60s, said, sure, come on down. There's plenty of room. I said, oh, she knows what's going on. All right, fine. I'll sit down next to her. And you know, another woman was sitting next to her, and a few other people were sitting there, and there was this one seat that was empty, and you know, I got to talking to them, and they seemed like really, really good people, and I said, oh, you know, where are you from? Oh, we're from Ohio, but we live here in Chicago. You know, some people live in Chicago. There's a good crowd. And, oh, is this your entire crowd? No, there's one more. That she's saving our spot in the back, you know, it's such a big crowd. And as the story progressed, I realized they did not belong there either. They said, sure, sit down, because that space did not belong to them. They didn't really give a shit. So, you know, the conversation went on, and eventually I went to the bathroom and I came back, and this, you know, this lovely young lady, she's sitting right there. You should all look at her right now. Oh, it's fun to make awkward situations. This lovely young lady came back, and I said, oh, you know, what's your name? Hi, my name is, you know, Beth. Hi, Beth. Hi, my name is David, and I found out that she had a fairly similar story. We were both in Chicago due to an unfortunate past, and I said, we should be friends. I have friends. friends here. You should meet people. I just got over a bad relationship. It'll be awesome. We'll be friends. There'll be nothing attached. And it'll be great. We'll get through this tough time together. I don't want to make this awkward. I'm talking too much. But it's going to be great. She's really pretty. I should stop talking. But it's going to be awesome. So, the night went on. And it was a really, really good time. And, hugs, exchanged numbers. And I left on vacation for some series of reasons I won't go into. But I left on vacation, and the entire time I was thinking about her and really kind of hoping that, we got back together again, just to hang out, really so I could get to know her better. But, I was trying to be a gentleman at the time, as one tries to be. This is where I take a drink. How you doing? And thank God, because when I flew in and was sad to be coming back to the bleakness, the dark, depressing weight of the Midwest of Chicago in winter, I got a phone call when the plane landed from this lovely young lady. Hi, Beth. She said, there's the show going on. Why don't you come out? And we hung out, and we haven't stopped hanging out since. And I've learned that, were it not for that moth event, had I not been so lucky to meet not her entire family, but damn near, I learned from her later. She said, I wasn't so sure about calling you, but my family talked me into it. And I said, oh, why was that? And she said, I don't really think you were funny enough. But, we hung out ever since. And when it came time to move to Missoula, she said, yeah, that sounds like an adventure. Let's go. And I love her to death. So thank you. I got lucky.
Tell Us Something is brought to you by the bookstore at the University of Montana and the Top Hat Lounge. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, staff, and faculty of the University of Montana, as well as the general Missoula community. More at montanabookstore.com. The Top Hat Lounge, regularly bringing Missoula great live music. More at tophatmissoula.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. More at factandfictionbooks.com. Garage Tees, screen printing, t-shirts, and more. Montana is for badasses. Find them at garagetees.com. Josh Quick, illustration and design. More at quickjosh.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for funky gifts, cards, and music. Rock and Rudy's, great people, great music. More at rockandrudys.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. They have new music up on their site. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for October 9th at the Top Hat. The theme is forgiveness. Find us on twitter.com/PSSTTELLUS. twitter.com/tellus. And at Facebook at facebook.com/tellussomething and at tellussomething.org. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours?